Hello everybody, today's date is April 17th, 2017, and today I'm going to talk about relationships, mainly adult activity. Yep, that's right, I'm going to be talking about sex. It's strange to me in this world, sex is probably one of the most important things in people's lives, especially when you're in a relationship, in that we are still single. It seems like there are more single people than not. And how do you overcome being single? It's a good question, right? I know me, that was the one part when I was single. You know, you miss that physical touch, you know, and all that other fun stuff. Adult activity, I shall say. And, it's really discouraging when you don't have it. So I guess my question is, why are there so many single people out there? Why is it so hard to meet that one person, or maybe five, I don't know, depends on how many you want. Why is it so hard to meet somebody? And the answer to that is, I have no idea, as far as I go. I looked up the definition of sex, I know, laugh, 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 ha, 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 ha. And this is interesting, it says, the sum of the structural, functional, and behavioral characteristics of orgasms that involve in reproduction, marked by the union of, I have no idea what that word is, so I'm not going to try to pronounce it. Anyway, basically, sex doesn't just help us physically. It mentally helps us. Mentally it helps us. And we all need it. Honestly, I mean, there might be some people that, you know, say they don't need it. And that's okay. That's fine. But there are a lot of people out there that have had, you know, that interaction. And want to continue it, basically. And it really is kind of a downer when you can't meet somebody to have that, as far as I go. I mean, that's how I felt when I was single. And then, of course, after a few years of being with somebody, maybe it's not as much, right? Okay. But, again, it brings me back to the question of sex is so important to human beings, or anyone for that matter, even any living thing, then why is it so hard to meet somebody? If anybody can answer that question for me, I'd love to know. Because believe it or not, that's always been a quest of mine. Now granted, when I was single, I had many factors built in. It wasn't just one thing. It was like 20, maybe 30. And then one night, you know, I just met somebody and whatever. But to me, it's always been interesting why people can't find that companionship. I see people that look like Vogue magazine models and they still can't find anybody. And then it brings you to the next question. Is it okay? And I'm not saying it's not. Just saying these are questions to ask yourself. Is it okay to just meet somebody and maybe have a few encounters and that's it? My opinion, yes. Absolutely. Because it's a need. I mean, it's a want and a need. I mean, again, because it's physically, mentally, on all levels, it's great for you. And like I said, even if you only meet that somebody for a few times, whatever. I don't know what your story is, but I think it's okay. I would say it's okay 100%. Other people may disagree with me. And you want to know what? It's funny too, because I do have a lot of single friends, and they're always like, oh, well, I'm looking for this type guy. Oh, I'm looking for this type guy. Or whatever the case may be. And I have to be honest, not that I actually tell them, but the truth of the matter is, you're not going to find that guy. And the pickier you are, the less chance you have of meeting somebody. See, the way I look at things, okay, I may not have Mr. Perfect, but I have somebody. And, you know, I have that. But honestly, you can't just, you know, if the pickier you are, the less chance you will meet somebody. And the older you get, the harder it is anyway. So why even put that stress? And the other thing with people who are single, if you do meet somebody, just go out on a few dates and that's it. I mean, you like them, you don't. But at least go out and have a good time and enjoy it. Try it. Because the longer you go, the harder it is. I was 3 years before I met the person that I found. 3 years I was single. Okay, yeah, I had a couple of encounters, but nothing that really ever panned out to anything. But my life, again, was kind of like torn apart at that time. I mean, I had a million jobs. I had 4 jobs. Then there was a time I couldn't find work at all. That was bad. And, you know, you have the financial pressure. You have the educational pressure. You have all these pressures going on, you know. I had all that. And then some. Then I gained a huge amount of weight. Which I haven't been able to take off. I don't know what happened to me. I used to be that person that wouldn't gain weight, and then all of a sudden I let myself gain a whole bunch of weight. Now I'm so tired, I don't even care. I mean, I work out and stuff like that, but yeah. But anyway, these are the factors that were built up against me. And again, the older you get, the hotter it is. I mean, honestly, I think once somebody passes 35, and I'm well close to 50, but... And my friends are 52 that are going, and more. I think once you pass 35, it's very hard to meet anybody. And it's with it a stroke of luck that you do. And believe it or not, when I met the guy I'm with, this is kind of comical. I went out for a friend who was having personal problems, and I happened to meet this guy. And also that same night, there was a microburst. I kid you not, it was insane. So we were outside eating because it was such a nice night, and then suddenly that nice night turned out to be this massive, massive storm. It was horrible. But, I mean, it was cool to watch, don't get me wrong. I took a few pictures. The lightning was cool. But, yeah, I mean, and then again, people say you can go into like a supermarket, just don't go to Stop and Shop because they're on strike. That'd be really bad. But you could go in a supermarket and meet somebody. You know what else a lot of people do too? They go on those meetups. I think that's what's called, meetup. And people meet people, and they're just going just for an interest, not even to meet somebody. And then you pay like thousands of dollars on these dating sites, and you don't meet anybody. I don't even understand that concept. I know somebody right now that's actually on a dating site, and I laugh because they are paying for it. And, you know, they ask you all these questions like, you know, what's your type, what are you looking for, blah, 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 blah. You would think with all of that information, they could find one almost close match. They're not even coming close. In fact, I'm not even so sure whose profile they're looking at. But whatever, that's neither here nor there. I don't run the business. I don't want to know anything about it. But anyway, and... You can work out at a gym and probably meet somebody. Probably not the best idea, but you could. I mean, it's possible, right? I'm sure we've all been to a gym and seen. Actually, I used to work at a gym, and there was so many relationships I saw kindle right in front of my eyes. I was like, wow, I didn't see that coming, you know? Anyway, for the people who are single, the weather's getting nice. Maybe go to your favorite spot. I don't know if it's, you know, I don't know where you're from, but maybe there's water, maybe there's a park, maybe there's a walkway, maybe there's a bike route. I don't know, whatever it is you like. And just, maybe you'll start seeing that same person. You know what I mean? Over and over again, you might see that same nice person. And you never know. But just try to keep it in your mind that you would like to, you know, meet somebody. Again, this was topic was supposed to be about sex only. I'm sorry, I went into a tantrum. Because I always do. I have that kind of a problem. But sex does kind of go with relationships, right? If you're in a relationship, most likely you're having sex. Or maybe you're having sex and not a relationship. I don't know what kind of person you are. And that's okay, too. Because, again, sex helps you mentally, physically, emotionally. It's good on all levels. Except if they have a disease, and that's something totally different. And if you're a woman, obviously you got the pregnancy scare. So, you know, there's that. Those are the things to consider. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed my talk. Have a great evening. If you have any questions or any comments, I'd love to hear it. Again, this is Cheryl Nocera, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? Have a great night. Bye.